You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
White Linen Party, September 2nd. Quick reminder, outfit, of course, all white everything. And it's a musical event. Always a live band. Good time, good vibes. But your fashion game gotta be together.
Oh, really?
I didn't make the rules on that.
I'm not a fashion person, though. So, I might need some help in that department.
Well, you know, I'll choose something for you, but whether or not you wear it is the
You like question. Expensive stuff, so I don't know about all that.
Do I really?
You like expensive stuff at a discounted rate.
There you go. Thank you for making that distinction. Oh, I like nice things, but I'm getting it. Brian, I got this coupon. Brian, I went through Ebates and got an extra 6% off.
I ain't with all that. Hmm. Remember when it was the first couple months we were knowing each other, and I went to a store in the mall to go get some Tim's.
Mm-hmm.
You had me sign up for a birthday package,
get a coupon,
or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, we ain't gotta do all
you
that.
You save some money though.
Just let me get these Tim's and we can get out of here.
You save some money though.
Yeah.
What did you get into yesterday?
You know, I got a nephew with me. Marcel, say what's up. He ain't up.
Yeah.
let's see. I went to go pick up some glasses. Then we went to Five Guys. Then we went to football practice. Of course, we had football practice last mm-hmm. night. Shout out to my Seminoles. The mothers was out there playing football. The players' mothers. And my sister got an interception.
Get out.
Yeah.
Lisa got it. What?
Yes. Amazing, huh?
Yeah, that's amazing.
But then, we went to sleep, played a little Madden. What you do?
I had a doctor's appointment yesterday. And as I'm, getting a little older out in this world, I had my very first mammogram.
Uh-oh. We got good news, right?
Well, they haven't told me anything yet. I don't know if they're supposed to tell you something right in the moment. They was like, oh, we'll get in touch with you. So that was an interesting experience. Shout out to Karen. She really made me feel comfortable.
Uh-huh.
She was very funny and, in an unfunny situation.
You ladies go through a lot.
This is true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, breast cancer is so serious, especially with African-American women, but, in this case in point, with all women.
Yes.
Y'all got to go through a lot, and I could imagine how uncomfortable that could be, an experience that could be, because I don't even let doctors touch on me, period. I don't like none of that. I don't. So salute to you and all the other ladies who have to go through that.
It's important to put your health at the top of the order. I was telling you off air about a friend of mine who I went to high school with, and she passed away, and that was because she did not go to the doctor when she was feeling sick and when she was noticing symptoms. And when she finally did go, she had stage 4 cancer and passed away not even 2 weeks later.
Mm.
So it's important to go to the doctor and get yourself checked out. I'm going. I need them to check. She went right to, what is this? Is this first base?
Stop grabbing your joints like that.
Is this first base?
I don't know. That's like second base.
Well, she went to second base, oh man.
Oh my God.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 today. Look for highs in the mid-90s. Mostly sunny, clear 76 right now in KCK. Shade, what's poppin'?
How does this sound? Dr. Rihanna.
Sounds good.
Well,
I think
she'll be receiving an honorary doctorate from the University of the West Indies this fall.
All right.
Now, this university awards honorary degrees to, quote, leaders in the arts, sciences, and other fields of intellectual endeavor,
okay,
as well as to those who have made outstanding regional or international contributions.
Call me now for your free reading.
Okay, now that you put it that way, yeah, she can get that. She's, becoming an icon before our eyes, right?
If you could be presented with an honorary degree from any institution, which would it be?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
That is not...
That's the doctorate I want.
They don't have doctors to give, Brian. They wouldn't even give your man doctorate on his jersey.
They couldn't, but I was finna get to that. We do have a doctor on the team, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif.
That's right.
But yeah, in all seriousness, though, maybe a mass communication.
No, but from where?
Northwest Missouri State.
You already got one from...
I don't have a doctorate from Northwest Missouri State.
You got
State.
A bachelor's.
I got a regular BA. That's all I... I'm in the BS. I got a BS. That's all I got.
You on that every
Northwest,
day,
give me a doctorate. Hook your mans up. I'm representing you well out here.
Do they got a doctorate program?
I don't know.
You just made my head hurt. I can't. Kiki Wyatt's ex-husband, Michael Jamar, has responded after fans... came for his neck over his new girlfriend.
Damn. Mm.
He got like 7-8 kids with her.
No, they
like,
got 9.
Yeah, but some of them not his though. But I guess, you know, he claims them all.
Oh, okay. That's a
so,
lot.
I mean, if you got 9 kids, do you really need to be out here dating? Like, isn't that the end of relationships for you, period?
But no, that shouldn't be the it's end not. All. It shouldn't be the no. end all, but like, what lady is gonna take that on? And what job do we got?
The only job I know that he had was managing her.
Yes, I'm singing. I want a mango.
And I'm pretty sure she, you know, asked him not to do that no more after he filed for divorce.
What if they got paperwork though?
I'm gonna stop singing.
Get it how you live, my brother. If you can do it, do it. But you know. I don't know.
What are you talking about, honey?
Your former icon, Kanye West, is going to be appearing on Jimmy Kimmel Live after he and Jimmy been beefing on Twitter.
Okay. I didn't know they was beefing.
Mm-hmm.
What did they say to each other? What was the issue?
It was back and forth on Twitter, like a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
And so he's going to come on Jimmy. Are you going to set your DVR to watch it?
Nah. Look at some highlights on the prep or something the next day, or you know, I don't think Kanye is gonna say anything wild. I mean, he might, you never know, but I don't anticipate that from all the backlash he's gotten over the past year or so. You just never know, though.
That's right.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because these parents don't know how to take care of their kids. They got one kid and can't take care of them. And I got 9 kids.
Oh!
9?
Yeah.
Is this Kiki Wyatt's ex-husband?
No, you stupid.
So how old were you when you started making these babies?
I was 17, and I was trying to, you know what I'm saying, have a little family, but, you know.
Turned out to be a big family.
It was these females, they stopped pockets. They started early. You know,
so what'd that make you?
Hey, it's not about me. It's about you.
Oh, no, it is about you, playboy. Okay.
Shay, he just following the Bible.
Nah, he ain't following no Bible. He ain't following no Bible.
Nah, honestly, though, like I was trying to have a family, you know what I'm saying? But every person that I was trying to, you know, they was doing their own thing. You know, I'm not stay faithful. And, like, the ones I was picking, they didn't know how to stay faithful.
Mm. Well, my brother raised all them kids and raised them right, all right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Who is this?
It's Cabo.
All right, bro. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
You're not my dad!
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So, the Republican nominee for Kansas governor has still not been officiated.
Wow.
Could take to up to a week for all of the write-in ballots, the provisional ballots to be counted.
Remind me of the 2000 election.
There's a small bit of controversy around this as well.
What's going on?
Chris Kobach is the Secretary of State,
mm-hmm.
and his office oversees elections.
Conflict of interest.
So he has refused to recuse himself in this process, and his office is the one counting the votes.
That's a problem.
One for me.
Uh-huh.
One for you.
Uh-huh.
1-2 for me.
Uh-huh.
3 for you. 1-2-3-4 for me.
I don't put nothing past nobody, man.
Let me count that.
I don't understand how this is legal though. How they can go forth with this?
Because his office oversees it.
That's a clear conflict though. Yeah. Oh well.
So we'll find out more. The entire country is waiting to see what happens with that election. Of course, Kobach was endorsed by Donald Trump. I guess you would say Patrick Mahomes is possibly the governor of the Chiefs. Would we say that?
You can say Andy Reid's the governor.
But I thought Andy Reid would be like the president.
Okay. Now you put it like, no, Clark Hunt's the president.
So Andy Reid is the vice president?
Patrick Mahomes,
the governor?
Yeah, you can say that. I'll go along with that. Tonight it goes down. The Chiefs' first preseason game. God is good because football is fight. 7:30, Arrowhead Stadium, it goes down. Each quarterback on the Chiefs roster is going to play one quarter apiece. So Mahomes will take the first quarter. Chad Henne will take the second quarter. And we'll go forward from there. Don't expect too much, though, tonight. You know, there's going to be some mistakes being made. This is all practice. It doesn't count. So I know he's going to be scrutinized for every little thing he does, Mahomes is. But try not to be too hard on the young brother. This is his first season starting in the NFL. It's going to take some time for him to adjust. But the Chiefs should be fine, though.
So what time you coming to scoop me?
Scoop you for what?
The game.
Where your ticket at? That's a valid question.
A word?
I go half on the season tickets with bro. You know this. What? You didn't put in on the season tickets or nothing? You just gonna sit over there and be quiet?
Cause this is practice.
Oh my God.
We talking about practice.
Okay. Shame.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Today marks the 4-year anniversary of the shooting death of Michael Brown by former Ferguson officer Darren Wilson. On yesterday, Brown's father and friends and family set up a makeshift memorial where he was shot and killed.
R.I.P. Michael Brown, man.
You know,
sad. It was extremely tense around here. Even in, you know, in Kansas City, it was really tense. You know, even though Ferguson is about 4 hours away. But it was a bad time. Just the memories I have of it.
So Eric Benet made some comments about hip hop artists and promoting negativity, which he says is basically bringing down the black community. So some rappers took exception with it. In a post, Eric said, "Rap artists, if all you rap about is killing black people, degrading black women, abusing drugs, materialization, living a low life, you are not an artist. You are a black face for white supremacy. You are being used to help destroy your own people."
Strong words. You know, I like to go back to the roots of hip hop. And a lot of times the artists were just rapping about what was going on around them, what was in the environment, and they were reporting what was going on. I think a lot of that is the same thing. I think they're still reporting on what's going on around them. But a lot of times we do like to focus on the negative things instead of the positive things. There's a slight point with Eric Benet, but he's not a rapper.
So we'll talk more coming up in just a little bit about what some of the rappers had to say. Wale had something to say, Young Money rapper Jay Mills. And we want to know what you think about those statements.
Now it's time for the Sheet.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 today. Look for highs in the mid-90s. Mostly sunny right now. You are partly cloudy and 75 in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends.
Leo season, baby.
Rapper Curtis Blow is 59 today. What you know about a
huh?
Rapper Mac 10 is 47 today.
And we coming with that. Boogie, oogie, oogie.
Oh my God. Former NFL pro athlete Deion Sanders is 51. No, you didn't.
My fingernails too.
Bam.
Love
TV
Deion.
Personality Hoda Kotb is 54.
Uh-huh.
Derek Fisher, former NBA player and my basketball dog. Coach, is 44. Rapper Young Thug is 26. And rest in peace to the queen, Whitney Houston. Today would have been her birthday as well.
R.I.P. Whitney Houston. R.I.P. Bernie Mac. Happy birthday to everybody born on August 9th.
So yesterday we talked about Brad Pitt and his alleged non-support of his six children with ex-wife Angelina Jolie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Brad Pitt's team says that he loaned Angelina Jolie $8 million so she could move into her current home and has also shelled out $1.3 million in child support. So he is hardly a deadbeat dad.
A small loan of $8 million, huh?
Know what I'm saying? I got to get a better class of friends because I be asking you for a dollar enough. To get a water and you be like, I ain't got nothing.
I'm broke. I'm broke, baby.
That's what you say to me every day. I be like, oh, yeah, fam, let me go get a water out the machine. For $40? Stop, Brian.
$40.
Richard Gere, you know him. He's an actor. He has a new relationship with his wife, Alejandra Silva.
Stay in your lane.
She's 35 years old, and they're expecting a baby.
How old is Richard Gere?
68 years old.
Damn! You're putting in that work. What's cracking? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm going to fix him.
Get it while you can, my brother.
Fail.
What?
I mean,
why you can't get it? Why it ain't 65?
He got an AARP card.
That's
fam.
Cool. You got to get it in, Shay. It ain't too many more good years of quality, you know.
Trying to go to Chuck E. Cheese and you, come on, fam.
You're right, so.
Yeah, Biggie there every night.
Every
Stop
night.
It. That's interesting. My grandfather had kids at a late age, so I babysat my own uncles. I did. He remarried. My grandfather was married like 3 times. And, he got it
in. It is
what it is. He got it in. So when he passed away, I didn't even cry at the funeral. My sister was like, why you ain't cry? I was like, granddaddy was in his 80s. He had 10 kids, 3 wives.
On top of me.
He was Frank Sinatra. He did it his way. I was like, granddaddy
right.
lived his life, fam. Ain't nothing
way.
To cry about. Nothing.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So, you know, I told Theo, who books the community interviews, to tell Mr. Joey Cuts that the interview was like maybe 30, 45 minutes earlier so he would show up on time.
Uh-huh.
He's in the building.
He be having stuff to do sometimes.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Brother, welcome to the show, Joey Cuts.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
You got on your turkey outfit early
right,
or something?
Right. Nah, man. I'm just up here with the roosters. You know, we had to wake everybody up this morning. Yeah, you know.
He going to say, Lord right. Jesus, I'm running late. I said, don't bring my savior into this.
Right and early.
My savior ain't got nothing to do with your tardiness.
He's a real important man. He got a lot of stuff on his plate. He's like fresh cut, fresh start is coming up.
Yeah, that's right.
He running a whole salon over there on 18th and Vine. Come on.
Devoted father.
Yeah, cut him some slack.
Amen. Yeah.
All right. We're going to get to you in a minute.
Like the dew in the morning. We're
going to get to you in a minute. I'm going to put you on ice for a second. So Eric Benet, and you can chime in on this too, Joey. All right. He posted on Instagram, rap artists, if all you rap about is killing black people, degrading black women, abusing drugs, materialization, living a low life, you are not an artist. You are a black face for white supremacy. You are being used to help destroy your own people. So some rappers took exception to that. Young Money's Jay Mills said, Eric Benet giving me rap advice is like me giving him advice on how he could have saved his marriage, and I'm not married.
I think that Eric Benet is singling out one portion of hip-hop, because every hip-hop artist, they don't talk about the same thing.
Wale said, hip-hop always had an affinity for material things. It's a part of the very fabric, no pun, but does not define players in said genre. But I am three times Zedo. He got a point, but it's not the only point.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to make. Like, it's so many sectors of hip-hop. So many of them. There's a lot of positive hip-hop going around. There's conscious hip-hop. There's Christian hip-hop.
But does it get the same play as other music, which kind of glorifies some of the negative stereotypes, if you will, of the black community?
Not really, unfortunately. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, that's deep there. I mean, I understand what you, if you are promoting and making a lifestyle off of tearing down and talking bad against this and that, if you're doing all that and that's not even truly your lifestyle, that's to be questioned.
Future talks about popping pills all the time, and from what I hear, he doesn't do anything.
Yeah, so that's kind of like, what's your point? You know, why are you enforcing me and encouraging me and pointing me in that direction if you know you don't even do it?
But on the flip side, do we hold other mediums to that same standard, like movies?
Rock and roll. No.
Movies also portray a lot of negativity, and no one holds them responsible for producing violent television. Or
it seemed like hip hop is always a scapegoat for this conversation. Always.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Eric Benet, of course, famous for being an R&B crooner, ex-husband of Halle Berry, took to his Instagram account and posted this meme that says, "Rap artists, if all you rap about is killing black people, degrading black women, abusing drugs, materialization, living a low life, you are not an artist. You are a black face for white supremacy. You are being used to help destroy your own people."
Strong words. The key word there for me, Shay, is all. If all you rap about. There's a lot of rappers who do rap about that type of stuff, but they also talk about other things as well.
Is there not a new outcropping though of artists who stay in that same lane though? Talking about their drug use, talking about their Gucci belt, talking about, you know, the different women that they're running through.
Unfortunately, with the younger generation coming up, that seems to be the focal point. But, you know, we're talking about 20-year-old, 19-year-old kids. They haven't fully developed.
When Nas put out Illmatic, he was 17.
But you're talking about one of the greatest rappers of all time. Everybody's not going to be Nas. But then in that culture, too, there were all type of people coming out. You had, like, you know, Brand Nubian. You had, on the West Coast, Dre, Snoop, yeah. Tupac, and you had Black Sheep. It was a plethora. It was so many. And that speaks to me, the corporation of hip hop, because it wasn't so corporate back then.
Right.
You know, it was 1,000 record labels. Now there's only 3 or 4 record labels.
True.
So I think that has something to do with it as well.
Do we put all of the onus on the artist though? Are these just societal ills that are true? You know, we're just having a conversation now.
Now, it's another thing to feed the appetite of people who want that.
Right.
It's the reason why Future is so popular and why he can go and do arenas with Drake. It's the reason why Migos is doing a show with Drake tomorrow night. There's an appetite for it.
What are your thoughts on what Eric Benet had to say?
Yeah, I think it's a cultural thing, man. So it used to be rapping about things with NWA, about things that was going on in society. But now you got these young boys wanting to be something, do something, but ain't really about nothing.
Do you think that it's fair to think that every piece of music, every piece of literature, every piece of art is going to be 100% positive all the time? Or is there a place for the ills, if you will, of society being talked about?
Well, you are what you preach. And if you teaching and singing that kind of stuff, apparently that's what you went through. Majority of the time, there's some anger, some frustration going on, an individual's psychological thing. All the music that used to be in the 70s is all about love. But as society has changed, you're dealing with a different generation and a popularity of people, and they think it's just some anger dealing with inside that they're just letting it out in lyrics that they really don't preach or teach.
I wouldn't say all the music in the 70s was about love. You had Ill Scott Heron talking about doing drugs sometimes. He had a song called Angel Does. You had Marvin Gaye talking about the Vietnam War, what's going on. It was a lot of things going on. And it's always been like that with music.
It's always been like that, but it's been expressive based off of the stuff that's inside. You always let off what's in your heart. If that's what's in your heart, that's what you're going to sing.
All right, what's your name, bro?
Hey, Ray White.
All right, thank you so much for calling up this morning.
Peace out.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I was looking at some of the back to school supplies list, and one news outlet went and purchased everything on the list, and it came up to $162. Damn. If you've got multiple kids, just getting the back to school supplies is daunting, and then buying clothes, and then trying to get hair cut and done before school starts can be a lot, especially if you're a single parent.
Absolutely.
Enters the man that's been doing it for 10 years, taking some of the pressure off the families in the community. Joey Cuts himself, Fresh Cut, Fresh Start, this Sunday.
This Sunday, yes. It is our 10th annual Fresh Cut, Fresh Start. I am happy to say that because 10 years of doing anything is a long time.
Yes.
You know, and at the end of the day, God's been good. God's been blessing this event. He's been blessing all the people and supporters of it. And it's going down. You know what I mean? Starting at noon this year, from noon till 4 will be haircuts, parent zone, reading zone, health zone, girls only zone, yes, where Miss Shea Moore will be at. We got activity zones, we got free food, head exams. We just got a lot of stuff going on. All that's taking place from 12 to 4, and then from 5 to 6 we have our back to school pep rally. So we got the Popper, Wesley Hamilton, with Disabled But Not Really, Ron Harvey. We got several different performers that's going to be out. We got this little concert thing type of setup. And we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to make sure that we send our kids off to school the next day the right way.
Yeah.
Taking care. Huh?
What inspires you to keep going?
It's a great question. I would say, selfishly, what inspires me is my children. I got three daughters, Joy, Bailey, and Abigail. What's up, y'all? Knowing that at some point they are going to grow up in Kansas City, knowing at some point that they are going to have to do things, and they're going to want to do things. And honestly, my main mission is to make sure that that stage is prepared for them, make sure that that trail is already blazed, and that, you know, whatever they tend to want to get into, that, you know, they just have a little more favor with it, you know, as me being their father. As far as my heart, I mean, it's the people, man. This is a mission that I feel like God gave me vision to and to carry out. And as long as I'm able to do it, as long as I'm able to be healthy and to give and to be in positions to give and have others around me that want to give more than I even want to give, I mean, it's our mission. We got to take care of our village. You know, this is our village, this is our community, and we're going to keep on doing it, man. We're just going to keep on doing it.
Now, if there are parents listening right now that have children and they need help with school supplies and haircuts, how can they be a part of this?
First thing we ask them to do is please pre-register. They can visit knowjoeyfoundation.org. That's K-N-O-W, joeyfoundation.org. It's important that you guys pre-register because we need to have somewhat of a count on who's all coming to attend, whether you needing a haircut or if you just needing book bags and school supplies. Just pre-register. We try our best to make sure that we can cover that. In regards to, like I said, taking care of them, of course, everything is first come, first serve, but it's important that you pre-register because that ends Friday. Today is Thursday.
Today's Thursday.
So tomorrow at midnight, we cut the pre-registration off. So pre-register today as much as possible, today and tomorrow, because tomorrow at midnight is over with. But however, if you haven't did that, if you don't have resources to, it's all good. Still come down to the event, and we're going to do our best to make sure that we have something for you.
There it is. Fresh cut, fresh start, going down Sunday. Joey, yes. Thank you so much for joining us on the Morning Grind. We appreciate it.
You know, like always, I just want to thank you guys, Brian B. Shine and Shea Moore. Y'all more than the help. Y'all more than what y'all know y'all do. You guys are a great voice to Kansas City. Like always, keep up the good work. Thank you to Hot 103 Jams, Quarter Broadcast Group. You guys have been more than supportive for over 10 years of the No Joy Foundation and the Joey Cuts brand. So thank you, and thank Kansas City for pushing us and really motivating us to continue doing what we're doing.
You're the best, Joey.
Yes, you are.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
824 today. Look for highs in the mid-90s. Mostly sunny. Right now, you are clear at 76 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Try this on for size, Brian. Dr. Rihanna. Sound good?
Sure.
Well, we'll be able to call her Dr. Rihanna because the University of the West Indies is going to be giving her an honorary doctorate.
Call me now for your free reading.
The university awards honorary degrees to leaders in the arts, sciences, and other fields of intellectual endeavor, as well as to those who have made outstanding regional or international contributions.
I can see that. Congratulations to Rihanna.
Yes. I'm going to put some Fenty Beauty on today in honor of my girl.
Call me now for your free reading.
Cut it out. So Kiki Wyatt's ex-husband, Michael Jamar, has responded to fans who came at his neck because he's got a new girlfriend. Don't they got like a rack of kids, though? He's got a rack of kids with Kiki.
I mean, but they do, though. So he can't live his life?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
What if he got enough money to take care of them, though?
If you have 7 or more kids, no more dating. That's it. Too bad. You should have thought about that.
That's a law?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
You hear about that?
I never heard of it, but
if you got 7 kids with a woman, you no good for nobody else.
Says who?
It's law.
He might be a good father.
That's law.
Alright.
Ain't it law, Joey?
According to Shay.
I was thinking he might be a good father as well.
That ain't law. Like, what you gonna do with somebody that got 9 kids?
You're not my dad.
Have 10. Have 11. 12. Keep going.
Don't stop till you get enough.
What woman is going to sign up for that?
Back in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s, it was big families.
Yeah. Yes, but the man never left. The daddy stayed.
Hold on, Shay.
I saw Fences.
They're
they have one son.
Hold on, Shay. Now, you know, there were men who had side families, right?
Yes, but they stay with their main family. Yes.
Test tube, baby.
Well, he can't stay with his family now. He gotta move on.
He the one who filed for divorce against Kiki.
This is his problem. This ain't nobody else's problem but his. Well,
and first of all, his only job was being Kiki Wyatt manager. I'm sure she has fired him from that role now that he divorced her. You don't love me. You just love these roles.
Okay.
I'm done.
Why are you done? You can't be done. We got another 12 seconds.
Watch me work.
Why you mad on the way at 8:38, y'all?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.